Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Whoa!
Quarterback, well, North Carolina.
Hello. Mitchell Trubisky is going to Chicago.
No.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
It is your chance to Sound Off. Keith Murphy alongside John Sears, who is a Bears fan. John, you've had a couple of days to warm up to Mitch Trubisky. How are you doing?
Still trying to figure out who he is.
Okay.
I don't know.
More on that in just a moment. Your chance to Sound Off live at 515-282-9010. Coming up, hot topic among several choices, the NFL draft. Who had C.J. Beathard as the first local player being picked?
Not me.
Not me either. Jeez. And Desmond King falls all the way to the fifth round. Drake has a player drafted, but Iowa State does not. 515-282-9010 to Sound Off. ESPN is stupid. Okay, too harsh. Many talented people still work there. But ESPN suits looked around their hundreds of broadcasters and laid off Chris Hassel. Chris is my friend, so 100% objective, I'm not. But I know obvious talent when I see it, so do you. And whether anchoring, reporting, or providing play-by-play, few at ESPN can carry Chris Hassel's mic strap. Here's why ESPN whiffed. In 4 years, the network never let Hassel be Hassel. Never knew what it had or bothered to learn. ESPN wasted more talent than Ocean's 12. The network keeps promoting shouters, agendas, and political correctness. None of that works for the man who played Cooter Ray Kornhoeler. Chris will be fine, and so will ESPN. Cord cutting and rights fees change the business model, but make no mistake, the network remains a profit machine. As for Chris, he's feeling more loved and appreciated than ever. The outpouring means so much to him, he got choked up. And that usually only happens when the Cubs win the World Series or Taylor Swift drops a new album. Chris loves T-Swizzle. Many of you hope Chris returns to Sound Off, so do we. And Chris knows he'll always have a spot, but he wants play-by-play full-time and not in character as Dolph. We miss Chris here, and we'll miss Chris at ESPN. He constantly advocated Iowa, made us downright proud. Well, you can love ESPN, and it might not love you back. Here's to the future, and may Chris's next employer let Hassel be Hassel, like we did. It's worth the ulcer. Our boss made a full recovery.
Man, they are going to miss him in Bristol. Okay, well, by now you've probably heard all about the Bears NFL draft. I mean, it was one for the ages, one I'd like to forget. Chicago had the third pick in the draft, a chance to get a starter, a franchise player, and God knows the Bears need help everywhere. But instead of waiting two picks to make a selection, the Bears panicked like a parent in a store with a newborn that just had a blowout. And they trade three picks to the 49ers so they can move up one spot to the second pick. Three picks for one spot. And who do they draft? Mitchell Trubisky out of North Carolina. Again, who? Mitchell Trubisky. Before the draft, I wouldn't have been able to tell you if Mitchell Trubisky was a college quarterback or part of the geek squad at Best Buy in West Des Moines. Now, I don't have anything against Trubisky, but I hardly know who he is. And that's the problem. He played just 13 games at UNC and was a third-team All-ACC selection. Two quarterbacks in his own conference were better than him. Here's a novel idea. How about trading back, acquiring more picks, and taking the proven quarterback in Deshaun Watson? What's even more baffling is the Bears just signed a quarterback, Mike Glennon, for 3 years and $45 million. I know what you're thinking. Who? You know, Mike Glennon, the guy who started one season in Tampa and spent the last 2 years as Jameis Winston's backup? Yeah, he's getting $45 million from Chicago. I've been a Bears fan my entire life. The revolving door at quarterback is comical. Now, maybe Trubisky will prove everyone wrong, turn into a Hall of Fame quarterback. But history tells me it's probably a wasted pick, or picks. Is it too late to bring back Cutler?
That's too much, John. I know you're worked up, okay. But it's not time to bring back Jay Cutler.
Just throwing it out there.
Man, you're just all upset about this. Dodger Denny is on the line in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny, what are your thoughts here on a week with a whole lot going on, including the NBA playoffs?
Well, I was kind of surprised that the Bulls got beat. I wanted them to win so bad. But I think some of those sports reporters were treating Fred kind of nasty, I thought. And I watched the game today with Boston, and they were behind big time, but they came back and won, so ain't much you can do about it, but I'm still pulling for Fred no matter what for next year. So
yeah, a lot of people are, and Andy will have some thoughts on Fred Hoiberg coming up here in just a little bit. The Bulls were never the same once Rajon Rondo left. 2-0,
completely different team
with Rondo. 0-4 without him. He also had the Isaiah Thomas, the tragedy of his sister dying. That kind of hung over the first two games too. Hard to get a read on that. I don't think in general reporters are being nasty to Fred. They don't treat him the way he was treated in Iowa.
They're a little tougher on the national scene than they are here in Iowa.
Absolutely.
That's fair to say.
And he knows that. He knew that when he got to Chicago. And Boston reporters, certainly. The guy who asked him the question about Isaiah Thomas in the press conference that makes Fred walk off with just the word no, something we don't ever see. That guy knew what he was doing. He was tweaking Fred a little bit.
That's kind of the response he wanted.
Josie Pavone, WEEI.com, and Causeway Street blog. Fred, did you see Isaiah carry the ball at all in this game?
No.
That guy was being a little douchey.
Yeah, what was Fred going to say? Yeah, at least 20 times he's carrying it. Those refs suck. I mean, he's not going to say that.
More calls coming up, 282-9010. There's a line open now. Time for lookalikes, though, with a local connection. One of the people we like to be local, Old Spice, directs. He also judges. And Leon in West Des Moines says, KXNO's Heather Burnside, friend of Sound Off, looks like actress Malin Ackerman. She is Laura Axelrod on the show Billions. What do you say about this, Old Spice? I'm thinking this is a comparison that you like if you're Heather, right?
I would think so.
Malin Ackerman is a beautiful woman.
Be honest, I don't really know who she is. I haven't seen the show Billions, but...
Why are you staring at the screen, though, John?
My eyes are closed right now. I'm not looking.
Aaron in LeGrand says, former Cyclone A.J. Klein looks like Tyler Hubbard from Florida-Georgia Line. Do you agree, Old Spice?
This is one Chris Williams will like, right? He's a big fan of Florida Georgia Line.
And the Cyclones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a win-win for Chris Williams.
All right, guys, now we pretended to be happy when they left, but that wasn't true. So this time, let's just be honest about the way we really felt about Hassel and Hoiberg this week. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. We asked you which Hawkeye player drafted will have the best NFL career. Iowa Eagle writes, Jaleel Johnson. I don't think King has the deep speed to make it as a cornerback or safety. Love Johnson's power as a run-stuffing defensive tackle.
In response to Herky winning the mascot race at the Drake Relays, Bill writes, Herky commented after the race that he doesn't know why they race anymore because he is supposed to win. And if he loses to Cy, it just looks bad.
It always comes back to the rivalry. But Cy ran in bare feet, or bare talons, or claws, or whatever you call that.
Big feet. Yeah,
yeah, big feet. Herky was in high tops.
Yeah, like New Balances. Sneakers. Yeah, so he had a little bit of an advantage. Yeah, track
yeah,
shoes
and,
on.
And the Drake Bulldog, he was way back, right?
He was
And
like,
what was the kangaroo or wallet? Was that a wallaby from...
I think it was a wallaby, but he was dressed in like a gas station shirt or something, or He like a bar shirt or a bowling shirt?
He looked a little crazy. He looked a little angry.
He did, yeah.
Remember when Hassel worked at Channel 13 and Hoiberg worked at Iowa State?
Andy does.
Well, guys, you pointed it out already. It's been a tough week for two of our all-time favorites, and we're backing them up tonight with both barrels. Chris Hassel and Fred Hoiberg are Iowans we all adore, and their professional careers here were nearly legendary, if you'll allow me to stretch that term a little. But when we sent them off to their respective national stages, we had to fake it a little. I mean, we had to force ourselves to smile and say, we're happy for you. But deep down inside, we were actually really sad because we loved what they did here. We wanted more of it, and we didn't want them to go. In other words, we were a little selfish. So this week, while we're supporting our friends and concerned for their well-being, we're also secretly feeling just a little bit better about the place we have here. We can look at Fred Hoiberg and say he called the Bulls his dream job, but our place treated him better. We can look at Chris Hassel and say ESPN validated his talent, but it didn't put that talent to use the way that we did. None of us are saying that these guys are wishing they'd never left Iowa, and no one is saying that they need to come back here to find success and happiness. We're just saying that we know, deep down inside, that these two guys looked back at us this week, appreciated our words of support, and then missed us. Look, the NBA, ESPN, these are dream destinations, and I'm not sure that Iowa ever is. But all anyone ever wants, no matter who they are, is happiness. And for two guys good enough to go anywhere, Iowa has been their happiest place so far. I'm Andy Fales, and this week, that's not bugging me at all.
Well said, Andy. The Barnstormers are 7-2, and their most famous player works his way into this week's Who's in Your Five next. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. NFL Network gave the same first-round draft grade to the Bears as the Vikings. The Vikings didn't have a first-round pick. The Bears are a dumpster fire, and the front office keeps pouring on gas. Bears are aiming for first pick in 2018.
Probably right, yeah. Randy writes about Desmond King. Fifth round, a prime reason to pass on your senior year when you're expected to be a top 15 pick. Average signing bonus for a first round, $2 to $10 million. Average signing bonus for fifth round, $175,000.
I have some more of that coming up on Face Off. Who's in your five favorite undrafted NFL stars? Number five, Wes Welker. Number four, before your time, John, Larry Little, though, not just Pro Bowls, all pro.
Not little, but big, man.
He is a big man for the Dolphins. Number three, Priest Holmes.
Good player.
Undrafted. Number two, did you forget that Drew Pearson, the Cowboys great, was undrafted? And, of course, at number one.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Warner, undrafted, back up for 3 years at Northern Iowa, then an Iowa Barnstormer, played in Europe, back up with the Rams.
And he bagged groceries at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, bagged groceries. I don't think he's a backup at Hy-Vee, though. I think he's a frontline.
He's a starter at Hy-Vee.
Grocer, yeah. Yes, that's the way that goes. We do have a final here, so let's get to some highlights of the Cubs and Red Sox from Fenway Park. This was a friendly series, too. Look at this.
That's kind of cool right there.
2004 and 2016 World Series trophies, the streak-busting championship trophies on display there. That's a nice picture.
That's probably a long line to get that picture.
Yeah, there are a lot of people like me who like the Cubs in the National League and the Red Sox in the American League. You know, they just kind of were lovable losers.
Get drawn into
time.
Them, yeah.
Ramirez with a home run. Chris Bryant with another home run. This has hit a long way to left center field. Let's call that center
field. There's his dad.
There's his dad who taught him to swing on the uppercut like that. But it came off. The wheels came off with a 2-2 game in the eighth.
Yep.
Red Sox score four runs, and the Red Sox beat the Cubs 6-2.
Possible World Series preview here early on in the season, you think?
A lot of talk about that, yeah. But the Red Sox have missed David Ortiz, Big Poppy, more than expected, both yep. his leadership and his bat. And the Cubs, they have a pitching staff that keeps giving up runs in the first inning, and then at times a bullpen falling apart like tonight in the eighth inning.
Yeah, Jake Arrieta has kind of struggled out of the gates in his starts, giving up a lot of runs in the first inning. So they got to get that fixed. But, man, what are we 23 games into the season? We got
Beard,
a long ways to go.
Beard looks good on Arrieta. That's what matters. Overrated, underrated is coming up next. Find out what the Drake Relays has to do with that. Plus, we'll take some more live calls. 515-282-9010. Sound off continues. You can email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Just attended my 51st Drake Relays. The weather receives a bad rep. What? Over the past 50 years, Friday average temp is 65 with rain 10 times. Saturday average temp is 64 with rain 8 times. Should we expect better weather at the end of April? The Relays are the best track and field event in the country, regardless of weather. Steve and Clyde. Okay, now I follow you, Steve. I thought you were saying the weather got a bad rep this weekend.
No.
Did not get a bad rep this weekend. It was horrible. I feel bad about that because they work so hard on the relays. But you're right. It only seems like it rains every year.
And Steve must be a weather guru. He's pulling out these stats from 50 years, knowing the temperature at the Drake Relays.
Oh, Steve, we know who you are, also known as Ed Wilson, Steve.
All right, time for face-off. Desmond King won the Thorpe Award after his junior season, named All-America again as a senior, and did not get drafted until the fifth round.
Wow.
Last Hawkeye off the board. Why come back?
We should never criticize a qualified player for leaving early. No way King falls to the fifth round if he came out last year. King said he wanted to graduate, keep a promise to his mom, and he did. Yep. Each man must make his own call, John, but degrees in African-American studies rarely pay like NFL contracts.
Yeah, more to life than money.
True. And that's why we can't sit here and say King made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Promises matter. Education matters. He did get the degree.
Money's nice, too.
It's good to have money.
Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette sat out bowl games to protect their futures. We heard this might hurt their draft status. Mm-hmm. Did not hurt them at all. They were both drafted in the top 10. Jake Butt played a bowl game, got hurt, and free fell to the fifth round. Players will notice this.
They sure will. More elite players will sit out bowl games. Not college football playoff yeah. games, I don't think, but bowl games feel more like exhibitions than ever. I don't think it's going to be a bunch of players, but I think a few.
Yeah, I still think it would be just a few players sitting right. out here and there.
We're not talking about hundreds of players, but there will be more.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt Jr. says he'll retire. Junior will leave a big void.
The most popular driver in the sport, and yet he had to deal daily with, you'll never be as good as your dad, to which Junior would say, you don't think I know that? He handled the expectations, the burden, the pressure, and he really seems like a good guy.
And he's dealt with headaches, memory loss from concussions.
Yeah, his dad died in a crash, so when Junior walks away, Godspeed.
Yeah. Under Armour reports a quarterly loss for the first time. One reason, the Curry 3s aren't selling. Give me a pair. I'll wear them.
You'd look ridiculous, John.
Yeah, but you're giving them to me, and I can't paint the house or mow the lawn in my new kicks.
Well, that'll help with sales if you start wearing them as you mow the yard. Over, under, overrated, April showers, Drake Relays in the rain. Props to anybody, like the folks in this photo who sat out there in this. That was rough. Our man Sam, who's call screening tonight,
ooh.
He was out there with a camera all weekend. It was miserable.
Underrated Mayflowers. Tulip time in Pella.
Phew, man.
Looks a yeah. lot different in that picture.
Were those real tulips? Those almost look like they had to be doctored or fake.
Might
or
have been, yeah.
just, oh, here we go. Sorry. Yep, what's up? yes.
Happy birthday, Old Spice. Your pits smell freaking nice. You only got 1 minute to go in this stupid TV show.
well, that Man, was pretty good. Pretty
1 minute.
Yeah, it wasn't.
1 minute. Happy and birthday.
And now Tiny Ref Spice. Was such a good singer, too.
He's not. All right. Jackson will have the last word here tonight. Jackson in Des Moines. Jackson, we met at the Hawkeye spring practice in West Des Moines, didn't we?
I want the Iowa Barnstormers are starting off to a great season.
They are.
7-2.
Yep. Dixie Power, Dixie Wooten.
They have a great QB, a great running back. They have a great wide receiver. I think they're going to have a good season. They might make it to the playoffs.
I agree with you, Jackson.
Great quarterback, great running back, great wide receiver equals a great season, not a good season.
Yeah, that's it. Everything's great. And Jackson is a big fan. I appreciate that. And I told him we don't usually let kids on the show, but I saw him at the game. He impressed me with all his football knowledge. I told him he gets one free pass. So Sam led him through. And it's good to see the Barnstormers winning again. This is much better.
7-2. They are on the way to the playoffs. They keep winning.
That'll be better. Well, that's going to do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. A Hazzle Dazzle.
John, stand by.
He cut in. What happened?
Yeah, he's asking us to download. This is the eagle, and then below him, the eaglets.
Are they feeding?
They're trying to stay dry, I think. They're not as majestic as I imagined, but it is raining. He looks wet. He looks like he's at the Drake Relays.
Yeah, and he's awake, too. He needs to go to bed. Get some sleep with all those little ones
sleep,
under him.
You majestic symbol of freedom.
Go to bed, America.
All right, a Hazzle Dazzle production is the sound off, send off.
The N stands for kneel down and worship our greatness.
Cooter Ray?
Oh, no.
I'm out of here.
From the makers of the Iowa State TCU commemorative shirt and the Grandview Wrestling National Championship ring comes this, the 2012 Hawkeye Football Highlight Reel DVD. In Kirk, we cussed.
So you can relive the greatest moments of this season for the rest of your life. Like that time James Vandenberg almost completed a pass for more than 2.5 yards.
Reynolds, he hops, steps him ahead. Ah!
So the Panthers just one kick away from the biggest upset in the history of sports.
Gary, I'm going to throw up.
Here we go, Eddie, the snap, the placement, and it's blocked! And the Hawks are going to win!
Thank you, Lord! Good job! Good job!
They had it all along, Eddie.
Northern Iowa's ball.
What? Hold on a minute.
What
in the name of a sherbet-colored sweater vest is going on here?
What?
Hayden, have you ever seen anything like that?
All them fans doing the hokey-pokey on the fryway have to turn themselves around right quick and head on back.
Fatty boy.
That's Al Beans. It's time for the random pick of the week from the Dolphin Family Album.
What would touchdown Jesus do? And I'm sure.
Stivers for. I want to tongue my own because of my stivers for.
All right, that's enough.